Mix 94.7, KMCH Manchester.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Hard to believe. John, we're what? Already into week six already right now?
Yes, indeedy. It's gone by fast, hasn't it?
I know it. It all of a sudden it just feels like yesterday we were already talking about season opener, and already we're in week six, and we're going to be talking about district playoffs here pretty soon, district championships, and pretty soon, depending, could be at the Uni Dome. It's all happening so fast. Welcome again to the Sports Zone on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher here. Going to talk lots of football. Plus, we got some volleyball, some area volleyball to talk, as well as some cross country as well. So just a reminder for our games this week, of course, with the West Delaware Hawks. We always have that coverage on Mix 94.7 KMCH. And West Delaware is going to be at South Tama. So kickoff for that game is at 6:45. And then kickoff 7:30. And make sure you listen on Mix 94.7 KMCH or KMCH.com and the KMCH app with Jamie Vasky, Bill Logan, and Ryan Hauser. Our coverage area football game. We got a road trip that we got to do, but it's going to be Cascade at Sumner Fredericksburg. That'll be John, myself, and Roger Reed. Pregame 6:50, kickoff at 7 o'clock on KMCH Sports video stream, which is at KMCH.com, and also the KMCH Sports 2 app, or on the video stream this time, but hopefully you can listen in on one of those two games, or who knows, maybe even both. You could probably simulcast, right?
Yes. We have a lot of multitask listeners out there, I'm sure.
That's true. So just to kind of go over some of the other matchups that we have. Western Dubuque, a team that a little bit of a slow start to the season, but the Bobcats have really figured things out. They had a couple of big non-conference wins, including that one against Liberty. Western Dubuque going to travel to Decorah. This will be a good one. Number 8, Independence at number 10, Hampton Dumont. And then you have Anamosa at Tifton, Comanche at Monticello, number 9, Beckman at Waterloo Columbus. If you just to recap, Beckman's coming off an 89-point performance, the most points they've scored in school history. No, that's not a typo. I know it's a basketball score, but that is actually the number of points they put up. Then you have Clayton Ridge at Maquoketa Valley, number 8, East Buchanan. Bucks are getting on a roll. They are at Bellevue. And then you have Starmont at number 7, North Lynn. And then with 8-man football, Edco at Lansing Key for that one. And as we said, Independence ranked 8th right now in Class 3A. North Lynn and East Buchanan, 7-8 in Class A. Beckman ranked number 9 in Class 1A. And Cascade Monticello receiving some votes in their classes, John. Mm-hmm. But what are some things that are maybe standing out to you now that we're through that non-district play? We're kind of getting into the heart of district play and everything with championships on the line, basically.
Well, you look at that class 1A, was it district number 4? District 4 or 5, Cascade and Beckman are in. Right now, MFL Marmac has no losses, but then throw up a coin and flip for the rest of those teams, and we'll see two of those good teams. And just how good are they? Cascade and Sumner Fred coming up on Friday night as Cascade beat Beckman by 1, and then Waterloo Columbus hammered Cascade on Friday night as Cascade had to go play at Waterloo. Waterloo Columbus lost to MFL Marmac by 20 points the week before. MFL Marmac, they beat Sumner Fred 19-6 last week. So right now, it's a logjam at top for that district lead besides MFL Marmac in the lead with a 2-0 record. What else? Monticello looking pretty comfy in their Class 2A district. Panthers on paper, if they play well, things stay good for them. They should win out and get that district title. But, of course, we got a few more weeks to go. But already week number 6, as we talked about, West Delaware in their district. South Tama, a team that has struggled a little bit, 1-3. The Hawks haven't played at South Tama since 2007. They played South Tama last year and beat them at home, but their first trip in 15 years down to South Tama. As everything else, Western Dubuque got to take the long haul to Cora, but a game they should win on paper, of course. But, of course, you got to take care of the business and go take that long road trip and get things completed up there. North Lynn at home as a star-mounted team that got their first win last Friday night. So we'll hear from Coach Augustine about that. So, and Edco, how about the Vikings taking down West Central, a top 10 team? In that game that Edco needed an opponent, West Central said, sure, you can come here and we'll play you here. And then Edco goes on the road after a tough contest 2 weeks ago. Didn't have a game last week. Boy, they got refreshed and they healed up a little bit. And they went to Maynard and took down West Central by 20 points. So it'll be interesting to hear how that game went and what happened with Coach Rochford and company when he comes up on the show later on.
Yeah, no, we've got some teams in this area. We've talked about them with Maquoketa Valley. Cascade, they've had some big wins, whether it's a young team or teams that don't have a whole lot of players, and really they have to be careful, but that's big for Edco and its confidence. As you said, as they try to maybe possibly sneak into the playoffs, they needed a win like that, and that's going to go a long ways for the rest of the season. You think for the rest of the season, as we get kind of into the grind of it, and we say every win matters, but that is definitely a big one for Edco.
No doubt about it. As coming up here on the show, we'll have West Delaware cross country coaches Dale Meyer and Ben Mosier. West Delaware volleyball coach Brett Mather will join us first from a post match interview last night. Hawks taking down Solon senior night inside Cedar Gymnasium, as Coach Mather will be along. Joan Salo and I had him on our post-match show, as I mentioned last night, and we'll have that for you. And then Megan Sherman from the fourth-ranked Western Dubuque Bobcats, the Class 4A defending state champions, will join us here in the first half of the 6 o'clock hour, I should say, coming up here on the program before we start with some of our coverage area football coaches, all to come here on the Sports Zone.
Clayton Drug in Strawberry Point, Elkader, and Sumner has disposable medication packaging with free delivery, mail-out services, and walk-in immunizations daily. They now offer integrative health consults with their board-certified pharmacist, Jen Clayton. Check out their new website for more details. Clayton Drug, a local pharmacy you can trust.
Whether you are thinking of buying or selling your home, give Homefront Realty a call. They are there to be your advisor, negotiator, and facilitator in the real estate game. They will save you time so you can spend it cheering on your favorite team. Find your dream home with Homefront Realty.
Bob Steva Motors in downtown Manchester makes buying a new or pre-owned Buick, GMC, or Chevrolet as simple as possible. From the purchase of the vehicle to financing and the routine service needed in the future, we have your back. Bob Steva Motors, your local Chevy, Buick, and GMC dealer in downtown Manchester.
Eastern Iowa's variety station, Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Hawks coming out battling right off the bat. Solon able to edge them 27-25. What'd you think about that first game back and forth? 7 lead changes and 10 ties in that game number one.
Yeah, you know, it was a great battle amongst both teams there. Ultimately, it came down to they just finished game one better than we did. You know, if you keep track of plus points, minus points, we just gave up a few minus points at the end of the game that ultimately kind of cost us in a tight game, but you know, the big thing was our mentality. You know, going into the locker room there, nobody hit the panic button. It was, we knew it was first to three, and so mentally, I thought we battled really well tonight.
Keeping that the confidence and keeping your mind in check. We talked about it. Sometimes it can go the other way with momentum when a team like that is able to win an extra point match like that, as Solon did in that game number one. And they took the momentum. They kept it going up 4-0 right away in that second game. But Hawks battled back, worked their way back, and won that second one by 5. So what a turnaround and what a job and doing in that mindset of, hey, we're all right. Just got to battle back here, and boy, did they, and winning 3 in a row.
Yeah, you know, what a great night for this as far as senior night, because I think our seniors do a phenomenal job of leading us out there on the court. You know, particularly, I think Liv Schulte is a great leader for us there. Yeah, obviously she had 12 kills tonight. And Allie Demmer, 12 kills tonight. But, you know, I want to give a big shout-out to Haley Baskey as well.
Oh, yeah.
She struggled game one. Yeah. And, you know, I just told her, actually, right at the end of game one, I said, you got this. I said, you know, you're questioning yourself a little bit mentally. Just you got this. And, right. I thought she played a great rest of the match there. So I really like to see that. And I thought Peyton Welcher's serve was, we had been asking her to serve more aggressive, you know, the last couple weeks here. And I thought tonight that she did that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so out of the four leaders, the four seniors we had, I thought all did a great job for us out there. And it's really fun to watch these younger girls kind of come into themselves. You know, if you look at Kirsten out there setting for us, she's just getting better and better and better. You know, games one and game two, I thought she was really aggressive at the net, and then she kind of went back out of being aggressive at the net. But you know, you're seeing growth. Olivia Halverson in the libero spot is fun to watch her when she plays aggressive, because when she plays aggressive, she's an incredible libero. And, you know, she feels it when she plays aggressive, and the team feels it when she plays aggressive. So, you know, I can go up and down the line here, but I just like the direction we're going right now.
Yeah, and once that communication got going in that second game, there was no stopping them. Because once they started, I talked about their screaming at each other, but in a good way out there. They were communicating, helping each other out so much, bench included, that there was nothing that was going to stop them tonight.
Yeah, you know, we have a saying that the girls say every practice, and one of the things is we will communicate at a high level, and I think we're not there, but we're making progress towards mm-hmm. being there, and everything's always a work in progress. But I like the, you know, how we're starting to communicate more, and we understand that hey, there's six people out there. All six people have to use their voice, and then we've got everybody that's on the sidelines got to use their voice as well.
Yeah, you know, and you got a little leadership out of Beta Langle tonight too. She hit some balls, they blocked them back, but she still kept hitting. It's nice to see that, because then they can really mix that stuff up.
Yeah, you know, we've been really focusing on the slide with Beta, because I think that's probably her go-to swing is the slide. And when you can run a slide effectively as we did tonight, I think it's certainly beneficial. I thought Allie and Beta both ran a great slide tonight, and that just mixes up what the other team has to block on the front line, and it frees up your powers a lot. And that's a stat you don't really see. Is when we do run a slide, you know, you're going to get a one-on-one more efficiently or more often than not out of the power.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, and you talked about the senior leadership and the communication, and two girls for sure know how much it takes communication-wise, Allie and Olivia, and then the other two role players that have been a part of great success the last few years, Haley and Peyton. Let's talk about those four seniors, how much they mean to this program.
You know, it's like any senior group that come in here, and they understand, you know, as freshmen, they come in here, and they're a little, you know, like freshmen are, and they just grow. It's fun to watch the growth, you know, from year to year to their senior year. It's fun to watch them, you know, particularly, you know, Livy's been with us for 4 years at the varsity level, Allie's for three. You know, so they've been around it, and they understand what it takes, and then they, you know, they show that and tell that, and, you know, they do it out on the court, and the younger girls kind of look up to that, and that's what we need. You know, so they got to continue to do it. Leadership is never perfect. We all know that. But just like anything in life, you know, you learn, you grow, and you become better even if you fail at times.
You know, Allie Demmer was the one that shined tonight when it came to that. She just did an absolutely phenomenal job in showing, you know what, we're not letting them take this from us. And she went and she hit some balls that were like... They hurt two girls, a couple of them. They hit two girls and hurt them, so it was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was. You know, we talked to Kirsten, and we felt like she needed to get her the ball more. You know, particularly in the game four, middle of game four there, that there were some times we needed to get her the ball more because she was kind of a hot hand for us. And, you know, we did at times there, but, you know, it's always a balance. You know,
as
a setter, you got a lot going on there. You know, Kirsten's doing a nice job. And like you said, Allie definitely had a nice match tonight.
So the Hawks improve on to 22-10. They take down their final WAMAC East Division opponent. Go 2-2, a two-way tie for third place. They edge out Solon there for third place. If everything stays put in the standings, but now you get some time off, kind of like a end of the season type thing. Getting ready for postseason already, but you still have a couple of more matches to go after that. Three more dates to go before you start the postseason. Just kind of the wrinkle on the schedule the way it is now. You're off until next Thursday now on October 6th. As you'll travel to Cedar Falls for a quad.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the beauty of the season. It's kind of the grind there. And then Then we get a kind of a little bit of a break, and then we grind for another 2 weeks. You know, we've had five tournaments thus far at this point in the season, and now we've got a little over a week to prepare for our, not just prepare, but to get ourselves better. So, you know, we're giving them, believe it or not, we're giving them tomorrow off to just kind of enjoy a day. Yeah, Coach Sale was like, oh, my goodness, who is this guy?
That never happened when she was coaching?
You should have seen the girls' reaction was about the same. It took about a 10-second pause, and they finally were screaming, like, oh, this is great. Yeah. Anyway, but, you know, it's been a grind. It's been a fun grind, and now we're going to, you know, give them a day off to recuperate, and then we will go hard on Thursday and Friday, no doubt about that.
Indeed. All right, congrats on the win here tonight, and best of luck. We'll see you next Thursday in Cedar Falls.
All right, thanks again, KMCH, for all you guys do for us.
Absolutely. Brett Mather, the head coach of the West Delaware Hawks.
Hauser's Water Systems in Manchester has been providing Eastern Iowa with industry-leading water treatment, both residential and commercial, since 1949. We'd like to wish all area athletes and coaches the best of luck this season, and a sincere thank you for the support over the years.
When it comes to financial planning, most financial companies focus on your income. At Northwestern Mutual, we focus on your outcome. It takes the right financial partner who cares as much about your future as you do, building a financial plan to meet your life's priorities and helping you achieve the financial security you're after. Focus on your financial outcome with Northwestern Mutual. Contact me, Mitch Payton, or Matt Schulte today. You and Northwestern Mutual, stronger together.
Hi, this is Bill from Gateway Appliance. From laundry sets to kitchen appliances, we put the home field advantage in your home, making your athlete ready for the big game. Gateway Appliance, your exclusive KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer in the Big Blue Building on West Main in Manchester.
Eastern Iowa's variety station, Mix 94.7, KMCH.
The KMCH Sports Zone rolls on Wednesday night. John Swisher back with you. We turn our attention to cross country and West Delaware in particular. And on the boys' side, Dale Meyer is the head coach. And the West Delaware boys competing last night at Williamsburg, as did the girls. We'll talk to Coach Mosier about that. But a little wrinkle in the schedule last week, a whole week off, Coach, because of heat. You've had that before, a little earlier in the season, not usually mid-September when the a wave of heat rolls around, but you adjusted and moved on and into last night. Talk about how you got through that little blip there on the schedule with no meet last week.
Well, I think more than the heat, dealing with homecoming activities is always a challenge, but I felt like they kept their focus for the time that I had them in the practices, and we did run a time 5K out at Hart Ridge just to kind of help us prepare for, you know, next week and then the state qualifying meet. We didn't go the entire week without running a 5K. We did that several times in practice, but we actually had a timed one. So
and this
they had good attitudes about it.
That's good to hear. And this point of the season, late September, as you talked about, you start looking towards postseason and what's down the stretch here for your team, wrapping up your regular season meets, and talk about the improvement and where you're at mentally and physically here, and is it where you want to be at this point of the season?
I feel pretty good about the progress we continue to make, and you know, we get to run twice on our home course and once over at Independence. That's what we have left. You know, we don't have to worry about long bus trips anymore. We got that out of the way, and the kids have been focused in practice, and we continue to work on just being real competitive and racing down the stretch is our main focus right now.
And no doubt, and talk about coming up on Tuesday, your home meet at Hart Ridge. Always good to run at home, and it's usually that first week of October, and always decent, maybe a little chilly, but always usually pretty decent weather, hopefully.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. Obviously, we love to run our home course, and this year it's even going to be more fun because we get two shots at it, mm-hmm. and the first field is this one coming up next Tuesday. I know after we found out that we were going to be hosting, Matt Weiss said that we had several teams that wanted to try to get in our meet.
Sure.
And so I know the field's going to be a lot bigger than normal. It'll be interesting to see who ended up getting in.
Indeed. All right. Tuesday out at Hart Ridge Golf Course, as that will start at 4:15 and Tuesday, and then coming up on the October 19th, Wednesday, that will be another meet at Hart Ridge, and that will be the state qualifier. You have that WAMAC meet in there in between on October 13th, a Thursday, and as Coach talked about over at Independence. All right, Coach, we'll recap and preview again next week. Good luck to your team next Tuesday. We'll see you out at Hart Ridge next Tuesday. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks, Wish.
Dale Meyer, head coach of the West Delaware Boys cross-country team here on the KMCH Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. More of the program rolls on next as we'll catch up with the head coach of the girls West Delaware cross-country program, Ben Mosier. That's right around the corner here from KMCH Sports.
Tad Mormon, your American Family Insurance agent in Manchester, is looking out for what matters to you, even when there's nothing wrong. Give Tad a call today for all your insurance questions.
American Family Insurance, Tad Mormon, agent, 106 East Main Street in Manchester.
At Tauke Motors, we believe in a gentler, simpler way of doing business. Check out our large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as great incentives at TaukeMotors.com. If you are looking for a new pre-owned vehicle or service on your current vehicle, come to Tauke Motors, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram on 9th Street in Dyersville.
Hi, this is Rick Steer with Zero Zone in Dyersville. Zero Zone specializes in designing and building refrigeration systems for supermarkets, cold storage, pharmaceuticals, and ice rinks. Join our team today. It's one of the coolest places to work.
Eastern Iowa's variety station, Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Back into the KMCH Sports Zone, we stay with the West Delaware Cross Country Coach theme, and we bring in the head coach of the girls program, Ben Mosier, as the West Delaware Hawks girls side in the same boat as the boys. We just talked about with Coach Meyer that little wrinkle in the schedule last week, and he brought up a good point. It probably came at a all right time to have that heat out last Tuesday night, as it was a homecoming week as well. So you throw the homecoming in there, and then you had the heat night, so you did not have a meet. Talk about how you handled it with your girls and keeping them focused on cross country, and the fact that they didn't have a meet, but you still got to be mentally and physically ready and for coming into this week with that meet down at Williamsburg last night.
Yep, that's right. Homecoming week is always kind of a dread. You just never know what you're going to get out of the girls. But we did try and keep things as consistent as we could. We did a pre-meet on Monday, even knowing we're not going to race on Tuesday. They called a meet on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then knowing it was going to be very, very warm on Tuesday, we decided we were going to do a timed 5K out at our home course at Hart Ridge, just to get the girls a feel for the course, and just get them in that racing mentality on that Tuesday. It's always been about racing on Tuesdays throughout the year, so we tried to keep things pretty much as consistent as we could.
Indeed, and then going into last night, running down at Williamsburg, a course that you're kind of familiar with the last couple of years. You participated there, and talk about how things went last night for your girls.
Yeah, so a couple of years back when Williamsburg hosted the WAMAC meet, a ton of our girls PR'd, and they were like, oh, we love this course. We love this course. And we went last year, and it was super hot, and they didn't run so well. And then we're like, we hate this course. We hate this course. Well, we came back again last night, and they just raced tremendously. They did an awesome job. We had 29 girls run. We had 10 career PRs. We had 17 season bests. They rose to the challenge. They knew the course was fast. They knew it was going to be fast, and they took advantage of that.
Indeed. And talk about the mindset physically and mentally both. Where are you at this point of the season, late September, getting ready for the postseason here? Are you at where you want to be, both of those phases of cross country?
I think so. I think our girls are in a really good headspace right now. I think they know what they need to do the next 3 weeks leading up to the state qualifying meet, and I think they're laser focused. Those varsity girls especially, they know what's on the line. But not to leave out the JV girls, they know we got to keep working too. We have our Monday practices where we encourage all girls at any time to push the pace, and so I think our JV girls have been tremendous in helping those varsity girls
get to where they are too.
You talked about the familiarity of Hart Ridge, getting used to that again, running out there last week, and now it'll be your home meet, always in that first week of October, coming up on Tuesday with a 4:15 start, and getting ready to compete in that meet, and always good to run in front of the home folks, and you hope a lot of people will come out and support your both girls and boys teams.
Absolutely. I encourage, if you've never been to a cross-country meet, you know, come see what it's all about. I've always said the start of a cross-country meet is nothing like anything else. And so to have fans out there cheering on our boys and our girls would be tremendous. But it's the girls know that the course is going to be fast. It always is. And so, again, they're focused on the task at hand, and I think that they're ready to come out and run fast on Tuesday.
All right. We will see you out there on Tuesday and recap and preview on Wednesday as well next week. Coach, have a great weekend. Thanks for your time as always.
Perfect. Thanks, Swish.
You betcha. Ben Mosier, head coach of the West Delaware girls cross country team here on the show. More of the program coming up right after this from KMCH Sports.
J&D Catering and Suites in New Vienna provides exceptional handcrafted food for any special event, creating a customized menu sure to wow your guests, including extensive specialty cupcake and cake menu. Call or check them out on Facebook. Let J&D Catering and Suites set your next special event above the rest.
Sherman's Implement wants to thank all area farmers. Stop into Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville today. They're your local Case IH, Kuhn, Krause, Bush Hog, Unver Firth, and Meyer dealer. That's Sherman's Implement in Monticello and Dyersville. Built in Red Power.
Feed Mill Construction is a general contractor and will assist you with the construction of your livestock facility, start to finish. For more information on Edgewood Feed Mill Construction, contact Steve Harris at 563-920-7835.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. John Swisher and Josh Christensen here, continuing our coverage. I know we'll get to some high school football in just a bit, but we still have some high school volleyball to talk about. And joining us right now over the phone is West Delaware volleyball head coach volleyball head coach Megan Sherman, the defending Class 4A state champions. Coach, thank you so much for joining us here on the program. You guys are 15-3 overall, and you know, what's the mindset? What was the mindset, I guess, for you guys this year versus last year? You know, this year you come in as defending state champs. I mean, was it different this year, or what can you say?
I mean, yeah, it was a little bit different. I think the one thing that we talked about is we weren't going to label this as a rebuilding year. You know, we had a lot of starters come back, and unlike the other years, we definitely had some holes that we had to fill, and we knew we would fill those holes. We just weren't quite sure how soon we would. And I think looking back at the beginning of the season, you know, the girls kind of exceeded my expectations at the beginning of the season and allowed us to kind of, you know, get rolling and, you know, get things moving a little quicker than maybe I had anticipated.
And it had to give them great confidence getting off to that start. You're 6-0 right now in the Mississippi Valley Division of the MVSC. So talk about that and the confidence you've seen in these girls early on and how it's continued in this month of September.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we've had some girls that we've got, you know, four or five girls that played for us last year that are back this year. And I think they've really done a good job of stepping up and leading and kind of, you know, holding that bar high for the girls who are new this year. But those girls that have come in this year that have never been on the varsity volleyball court, they've really stepped up and, you know, they've seen success. And I think that, you know, they want to get there too, and they see what it takes to get there.
And talk about varsity experience. It's been quality experience for the girls that have been a part of this program the last couple of years, especially last year with that 34-3 Class 4A crown. And you just can't replace a quality experience like that at the varsity level.
Yeah, you can't. And, you know, I think we've got Libby Lansing this year. She's been a 4-year starter for us, and we've got Ella Meyer. She's been a 4-year starter for us, you know, so these girls just come in and they play consistent every day. And I think that's a big thing for other girls to get to see. That's a hard mentality to get to, but there are a couple girls that people are really looking up to right now.
Coach, you mentioned some areas that have definitely kind of maybe exceeded your expectations or quicker than you thought. I want to ask you about the offense, because you lost your top two hitters from last year in Meredith Ball and Maddie Harris. You mentioned Libby Lansing. She's your leader with 173 kills right now. Haley Wolfcole at 106. What surprised you, or has it surprised you, at how you guys have managed to maybe replace the offense that Meredith and Maddie left behind, how do you feel that you're still able to dominate offensively and stay with even some of the best teams?
Yeah, I think some of that is a big kudos to Libby Lansing. And we've got Ella Meyer in the back row, so I think when you've got your back row passers, both Isabel and Erica Ernzen and Bryn Walters are doing a fantastic job back there. They're allowing us to run our middles, and that's what we're getting to do right now. Haley has really stepped it up on the right side. Last year for us, Brandy Heiberger and Haley, they kind of rotated that right side spot, and I think that was a big deal, because coming into this year, now they both have quality varsity experience, so both of them were able to step it up for us. And then Erica Ernzen and Allie Ryder took those other two spots. And, they're playing good volleyball, and they're playing confident volleyball, and they're gelling well with the girls that have already been on the court. So I would say they've all kind of exceeded my expectations. I knew they would get there, but did I think that we'd get there quite this fast? I didn't, but they did, and that's great.
Even with some of the losses that you've had, I mean, one of those losses is to Dyke New Hartford. We know the history that they have, and one is to Cedar Falls. I think they came in starting off, ranked second, in the preseason. But how would you grade how the girls have handled matches like those, being a 15-3 overall record, and those losses are basically to top teams that we probably expect to see in Coralville later on in next month?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is the girls, they don't ever want to settle. So when we look at our losses, we look at how we beat ourselves. It's different to look at a team and say, yeah, we got beat, we weren't the better team. But these girls really like to analyze, what could we have done different? And, how do we need to improve our game to make sure that doesn't happen again? One thing about this squad is we haven't swept a lot of teams, so in our conference, we went 5 with Linmar, we went 5 with Kennedy. Last night we went 4 with West, and they're just a team that continues to chip away. No matter what, no matter what set we lose, they're always going to come back, and they're going to, they're going to balance back out from that. So it's been fun to watch them battle. And, it's always fun to sweep a team, but I always say there's nothing better than beating a team in 5. And so far, every 5-match competition we've had, we've come out on top. So I think that's really good to see in these girls. They never give up, no matter what the score is.
And what can you say? I know I've asked this about teams that are in the Mississippi Valley, but maybe play a class lower. How does that maybe do you feel it gives you an advantage where you're playing the Cedar Fallses, you're playing the Iowa City West teams, you're playing the Linmars night in and night out, as you get, before you get ready for, regionals and the state tournament?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. So far, we're 15-3, and we've played one 4A team, and that's Wasse Valley. Everybody else has been predominantly 5A, and, the only thing that does is prepare us better for postseason. We see a lot of big athletes, and we see a big block, and so I think when we get into postseason, we're still playing that caliber, and seeing that competition, it's just making us better, and it's showing these girls what they need to do to get better. When you play against the best, it makes you a better team, so...
And what can you say, Coach? And we talked about exceeding expectations. So are the girls gaining more confidence being the defending state champs? A lot of these girls were on that team or have that experience. And, you started out 12th in the preseason rankings. Now you're up to 4. What can you say as far as the confidence as we get down to the stretch, and we're going to get ready for regionals here pretty soon, and you guys are hoping to get a berth into the state tournament again to defend your title?
Yeah, I would say our confidence is growing. I would say that's something that they probably need to work on a little bit more. I don't think that any of them expected to go into postseason ranked where we are, or ranked where we are right now, I guess. But that was one thing that's different. Last year we knew this pressure was going to be on us. This year we weren't sure. And, now the pressure is on us a little bit. And anybody that comes in to play a top-ranked team, they're going to bring their A game. So I think showing those girls that, our record is showing and our ranking is showing that we are a good team, and just, every day in practice, mentally continuing to prepare them for the pressure, because from here on out, it doesn't get any lighter, that's for sure.
Western Dubuque volleyball head coach Megan Sherman, very kind of to join us here on the program here on the Sports Zone. Bobcats 15-3 overall, ranked fourth in Class 4A, maybe hoping to repeat as state champions. Coach, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Maybe we'll have you again on again down the road here as we get ready for regionals and state.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Good luck, Coach.
And with that, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll turn over to football. And we've got coming up next, we have Starmont football head coach Mike Augustine. As we mentioned, Starmont got his first win of the season, beating Clayton Ridge 40-6. That's after the break.
Nutrien Ag Solutions in Dyersville always puts their customers first, and you too can profit from their experience. Give them a call for all your professional crop and precision needs. Good luck to all area schools, athletes, and coaches. Stay safe and stay healthy.
5K Sports & More is proud to support all of our local athletes, providing sporting goods items for every sport. We carry a great selection of fan wear for West Delaware and Maquoketa Valley, along with custom embroidery and screen printing. 5K Sports & More on the east end of Manchester, where there are no strangers, just friends we haven't met yet.
This is Jamie Vasky, the football voice of the West Delaware Hawks, and I've had the chance to review the Good Neighbor Society's playbook, and I gotta tell you, they are friends in your neighborhood. So if you need help getting back into the game, contact the Good Neighbor Society Rehab to Home Team.
Rocky's Auto Body RV and Repair is the place for all your auto body, RV, and collision repair work. On-site service calls, free estimates, quick access to parts, and local delivery and pickup. Give Randy a call or stop in 4 miles south of Highway 20, just off Highway 13 in Manchester.
The annual fall sale is on now at Corcoran Furniture in Manchester. Come check out great prices on select closeout items, Ashley three-piece living room sets, lift top desk, and 60-inch TV stand with fireplace option. We also have a large selection of Restonic bedding and, as always, free delivery at Corcoran Furniture in Manchester.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Meyer with the Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. With over 30 years of experience in both large and small animal medicine, Dr. Boric, myself, and the staff at the Animal Health Clinic strive to treat your pet and livestock as if they were our own. Call us for an appointment or stop in the office today. Animal Health Clinic in Dyersville. Veterinary care you can trust.
Delhi Lumber has products for every home and every budget. Delhi Lumber carries Midland Doors, which are one of the best values around. See Midland Doors today or call Delhi Lumber at 563-922-2404 for more information. Your Midland overhead door dealer, Delhi Lumber. Big town quality, small town service.
And welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher continuing our coverage. Now we turn over to high school football. As we mentioned, Starmont getting its first win of the season, beating Clayton Ridge on the road 40-6. And joining us right now over the phone is head coach Mike Augustine. Coach, as we talked about, there's growing pains with this there's growing pains with the team, as we go along in the season. But what can you say about getting the first win, and as you guys try to get more and more comfortable, and these guys gain more and more experience as the year goes on?
Yeah, it's like we talked last week. It's all about finishing games and playing a complete football game, and we were finally able to do that. We got off to a really good start. We got the ball, and we had an 8-minute scoring drive and chewed up a lot of the clock in the first quarter. And then got the ball right back, and then we were able to score three more times before half. So just to see that the execution was there and people doing their jobs and playing together as a team and worrying about themselves and their job and doing it to the best of their ability. So it was good. We've kind of went through those ups and downs, and now they're seeing that it's working and that confidence is building. So we're going to need that to finish out the rest of the year.
What can you say about it? Like you said, your first score was 8 minutes. What can a drive like that really do for a team when you're trying to set the tone? And like you said, you could chew up a lot of clock. And then, as you said, in the second quarter, you're able to score three times before halftime.
Yeah, that confidence. And it kind of sets the tone, and the excitement was there. I mean, our offensive line did a great job of owning the trenches all night. And that just kind of gave us that confidence and came together even more, saying, hey, it's going to work. We're going to make it work. And that translated over on the defensive side. The D-line did a great job taking on and owning that trench and freeing up guys. Everybody was flying around making plays. So that was just really, really good to see from a coaching standpoint.
Coach, you're getting ready for Northland this week. You'll need that kind of momentum heading into an opponent like Northland, a top 10 team in Class A. You know what Coach Collum and company are all about as you get ready to take the road to there. So that momentum is needed. A great time for your first win last week.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to step it up a notch. They're a really good football team. They've got good playmakers and get after you on both sides of the ball. So we're going to have to build off what we did last week and be ready to go right off the get-go and match their intensity play for play.
Well, we've talked to you, Coach. I mean, you have faced a team like East Buchanan already, and we've talked about how that when they played each other, it was kind of two similar teams. And, you know, you had mentioned that, you know, you knew that you were going to have to make sure that you win the battle up front. What's the key when you face a team like Northland, or who do you know you're going to have to make sure that you're not letting into the backfield so that you can open up things in the run game, but you're also going to have to get to Hogenberry as well? How do you contain a quarterback like him, because he can do damage with his arm, but also his legs as well?
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of an age-old thing. I know I'm a lineman, and I say it a lot, but it all starts up front. Our DNs are going to do a great job this week keeping him contained in the pocket, and we've got to get good pressure and push up the middle just so that allows our linebackers to be able to flow. Offensively, it's getting off into them and getting them moving. They've got some good D linemen that are quick off the ball. We've got to be fast off the ball and get on our blocks and get up on backers so we can do things. And even on pass protection, it's picking up those blitzes because they have good pressure packages that they can send at us. So we've been working on all that stuff and just communicating and owning. You got to win the battle of the trenches to do anything on either side of the ball.
And what have you been impressed with your offensive line as they grow? Because Anthony King was able to run for 200 yards and a touchdown. Nick Wilfong was able to rush for a couple of scores as well. In the games that you've been close, you know, with South Winnesheek and Bellevue, what have you seen in those games where you've been able to be competitive and with that battle up front, would you say?
Just consistency. And those earlier games, you know, we'd have good plays, but then we'd have setbacks. And Friday night, we didn't have too many. There was still a couple that caught us, but we were able to rebound from those. And, that consistency and that team camaraderie, starting with the line. And then it just was filled in with everybody. We had confidence. We knew we can get those yards and pick those up and we're able to do that. So, that's been the biggest thing, is that consistency and that, hey, next play mentality. You're not going to be perfect on every play. You just got to give that best effort you got on every play and fight to win that next play.
Head coach Mike Augustine for Starmont joining us here on the program. Starmont, as we said, got his first win this past week, and we'll have a tough matchup with Northland, but maybe hoping to pull off the upset. Coach, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory wishes all the best to the athletes and appreciates their hard work and scholastic efforts throughout the year. For personal, caring service, Leonard Muller Funeral Home and Crematory in Manchester, Edgewood, and Strawberry Point.
Care Initiatives Hospice provides care throughout Manchester and surrounding counties for those in their final stages of life. We work closely with family members and caregivers to respect the wishes and needs of our patients and their loved ones. Go to our website at careinitiative.org for more information on how we can serve your loved one.
Just like a great coach, State Farm agents like me, Julie Smith, can help you develop a game plan for your insurance needs. Whether it's car, home, life, health, or business insurance, I can dig into the playbook and help you find the affordable coverage you need. For all your insurance needs, call in a winning team, the Julie Smith State Farm Agency in Manchester.
It's no secret that people come to Fairway in Manchester for their famous meats, but as you dash back to the counter to pick up your USDA Choice ribeyes, don't be surprised if you find yourself lingering among the delicious fruits and vegetables in the produce department. Shop Fairway in Manchester for low prices and all your grocery needs.
welcome back again to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH as we continue our high school football coverage with Maquoketa Valley. And Maquoketa Valley with a tough loss this past week, 48-12 to East Buchanan. John Swisher and Josh Christensen here. And joining us on the phone is Maquoketa Valley head coach Trevor Arnold. Coach, we know that, as we said, you guys are, you know, came off a really good win against Bellevue, a 2-point win, and you knew it was going to be a tough one against East Buchanan with that rushing attack. And what can you say as far as this team with, we talked about it, the number of players that you have and having to be careful, but, and it's a young team, but we've seen you get some big wins. We've seen you gain confidence, but what can you say about a loss like this to a team like East Buchanan who, you know, this was a team that went to the Unidome last year?
Well, we thought we could go in and compete, and we did for a half. We took a few big blows early where we gave up a long pass on a little bit of a jet sweep counter pass that they ran, and we knew it was coming eventually. You know, they put certain guys in certain spots, and they did exactly what they thought we were going to do. We just didn't execute defensively like we're capable of doing, and they ended up getting a long one on us there, and then they ran just another counter against us, and we weren't in the right spot at the right time, and they scored. So they got up 12-0 first quarter, and then second quarter we turned things around, and we didn't give up any big plays, and we held them in check defensively, and offensively we put two balls in the end zone and tied it up at 12 and didn't get our two-point conversions like we like to do. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we would have had a lead going into the half, but we felt good where we were at. I mean, East Buck's a team that they're going to do what they do. There's a few tweaks that they can make here or there, but for the most part, you know what they're going to do, which makes it worse when you don't stop them because you know what they're doing, they were capable of doing it to us, especially in that second half. We just gave up way too many big plays. We didn't make it hard enough on them to have to drive, you know, 10 or 12 or 14 plays. You know, they were going 7 or 8 plays at most, and the 8th one, they were banging out a 50, 60, 70-yard run because we weren't in the right spot doing what we were supposed to do. So credit to them for executing, but I think we can execute at a higher level, and that's our goal, is to play 4 quarters of good football. It was definitely a better showing against a quality team against East Buck than it was week 3 when we played West Branch. So we made some improvements there, but we talked a lot about, you know, you don't always get another opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, we're lucky that we get 3 more games to keep getting better, and hopefully we put ourselves in a position week 8 to have a huge game at Northland to not just, you know, make the playoffs, but get as high of a seed in the playoffs as possible and district finish. And that's what we're working towards. And that starts this week with Clayton Ridge.
And talk about that, your kids staying perseverance there, 12 points in that second quarter, tying it up. That's great confidence going into the second half. And then just talk about that focus and that mindset that you have to have in those second half, especially against good teams. Can't hurt yourselves. You talk about not able to execute, and I'm sure you've talked about that the last few days with the kids, reminding them of here and there. It's always easier said than done. You have to get it done on the field.
Yeah, I mean, it was disappointing when we gave up a couple big plays that we were prepared to stop, but we just didn't early in the game. But, you know, we got things going in the right direction, and we moved the ball offensively. And, you know, and I would say, you know, everybody who was at that game would have said we had all the momentum in the world going into halftime, you know. But sometimes the worst thing is halftime, and we didn't come out the right way in the second half mentally. And that was definitely the difference in the ball game. They did, and they took complete advantage of it. You know, it felt like two really quick scores in the first probably 5 minutes of that second half, I think. And we just didn't come back with the right mindset like we did in the first half. You know, give up 12 and, well, okay, we're going to get our own 12. And we did. We didn't have that in the second half. So just a hurdle we got to get over. And, you know, it's not about anymore. It's not about having 20 kids anymore. We're right past that. We've mentally moved on, and the kids have, and credit to them for that. You know, they put 11 on the field, and so do we. We just got to be better than those 11 guys. And we were even with them for 2 quarters, but football games are 4, and we learned that lesson pretty hard on Friday night. And the kids were disappointed, as they should be. That was a big game, you know, a big chance for us to, you know, get one step closer to having a chance at a district title. And we let that one slip, but we got 3 more opportunities to take advantage of and keep getting better.
trying to get that bad taste out of your mouth and moving on. Coming back home, homecoming this week, talk about the challenges that presents. Always the fine line of wanting them to have fun, but being focused and a team on paper that you're favored against here this week with Clayton Ridge coming to Delhi.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a lot going on. Everybody's got homecoming, so we're not unique in that way. It's just what week you have it and what week you have those extra hurdles and extra things to lose focus with. But we got a lot of it out of the way on Sunday. We did Powder Puff and Ironman that day, so that's nice. There's no school. There's nothing else going on. Kids come in and get that stuff done. And so we don't have an extra long night during the week. And that was due to having a bunch of other activities, you know, junior high games, high school games, volleyball, cross country, et cetera, throughout the week. And in the end, that was a good thing. I think we'll do that from here on out, hopefully. But, you know, there's a lot going on, yes. But kids are kids, and, they, you know, they can usually, when things are going right, they're able to flip a switch and get going to football after school when we have practice. And they've done a good job of that these first 3 days. We need to keep going in that direction because, yes, we're capable of doing a lot of things, but we got to be focused and we got to have all 20 locked in, ready to go. And Clayton Ridge is very capable of scoring and moving the ball and doing some things to us that are difficult. But they've struggled a little bit, especially recently, these last 3 weeks for sure. But at any time, somebody can flip the switch and start going the other way. And we got to make sure we don't let that happen, and get on them early and stay on them. And things should go in our direction if we can play for four quarters. Prove that we learned that lesson last week against East Buck. You got to play four. So That's the plan this week.
Kind of on that point, Coach, you mentioned that, you know, these guys have moved on from, you know, this team has 20 players, and you talked about, you know, being able to stay with a team like East Buchanan for a half, and then everything kind of fell apart in the second half. But what is the learning experience for a team like this? A team that is a young team and did not have a lot of varsity experience, but like you said, you came in the second quarter, tied it with East Buchanan, went into halftime tied and had the momentum. So what's a big learning experience with something like that, as you said, with three games left and then, you know, focusing on Clayton Ridge this week? But what's a big learn, what's the learning experience or the things that you want to make sure these kids take out of that game from last week as they get ready for the final stretch here?
Well, I mean, I'm probably as honest as any coach with kids, and some people might blame me for being too honest sometimes, but we're talking about it exactly how it happened. You know, we played poorly at the start and gave up two big plays. Then we flipped the switch and we executed, and then we just didn't show up mentally in the second half. You know, we had guys that made a decision with the 6 inches between their ears to not keep doing what they were doing. And that's something that we have control over. I credit East Buck for doing what they do well, but a lot of that was on us. And we just didn't keep doing the same things that we were having success with in the first half. Mainly our linebackers did not keep stepping up and filling holes like they did in the first half. We had a couple huge fourth down stops. I mean, East Buck didn't punt in the game for the reason of either they were scoring or we were stopping them. It wasn't for any other reason other than that. I mean, that's football, obviously, but we had a lot of stops, and that's why they didn't punt. We stopped them on fourth down. They would go four on fourth and two at the 40 or 50 or whatever it was, and we stopped them. We had a big play right before half on a third down play that, you know, they ended up letting the clock run out because we stopped them and we put them in a bad situation that they weren't going to try to make something happen because we stopped them on third down. But we got to be consistent. You know, that's what it is, always is. I mean, in the game of football, one team's going to make a play, then it's about the other team trying to bounce back and make a play the other way. But when you start letting it go downhill and four or five plays in a row are going in the other team's favor, you got to stop it quick, and we weren't able to do that. But we think we got that figured out this week, and we'll be able to do that against Clayton Ridge is the plan and get back on a winning track. And hopefully we can get out of this win one, lose one mode that we're in right now and win a couple games in a row and finish out the regular season strong.
Macocota Valley head coach Trevor Arnold, kind enough to join us as the Wildcats get ready to host Starmont and
Clayton Ridge.
Clayton Ridge. And it's homecoming, as John had said, so a big weekend for the Wildcats. Coach, it's always good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again next week. Good luck on Friday.
Appreciate it, guys.
Take care.
Mace Construction of Edgewood is the area's leading ag construction company you can count on. The Mace brothers specialize in hog barns, machine sheds, framing, shops with residential, new construction, and remodels too. Give Andy or Tyler a call today at 451-6971 or 920-0999. Mace Construction. Construction you can count on.
Hi, this is Chris Henry, Service Manager of Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader. Our goal is to make your car buying experience the best possible, and our factory-certified technicians are dedicated to you and your vehicles. Stop in and see us at Brown Sales and Leasing in Elkader, or visit us online at 4browns.com. Your hometown dealer, wherever your hometown may be.
Bi-County Disposal specializes in commercial and construction disposal needs. They have a variety of containers available from 2 to 30 cubic yards. Whatever it takes, Bi-County Disposal in Dyersville, serving Dubuque and Delaware counties.
Dunn & Walt LLC, your independent Lennox dealer in Manchester. For residential or commercial plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, and top quality Lennox furnaces and heating units, see Dunn & Walt LLC in Manchester.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH as we continue our high school football coverage as we start week six here. And joining us on the phone is Monticello football head coach Wes Wilson. And coach, it was 2 weeks ago when we were at that game with Beckman Catholic. But since the start of district play, you guys have put up quite a number of points, 61 last, 2 weeks ago against Tipton. And then, this past week, shutting out West Liberty 42-0. What can you say about, the offense? And I think we talked to you after that game against Beckman that you were hoping to find more of that balance that, you know, kind of taking that pressure off of Preston. And, you were able to do that, especially with, Dylan Rohr being able to run for a couple scores. So how much did what have you liked from your offense the last 2 weeks, and especially against West Liberty?
Yeah, one thing we talked about was the consistency, being able to put points on the board when we're driving, and that's something that we've been able to do. We've been able to convert on those. You know, we've just been way more consistent. We haven't turned the ball over. I don't think we have a turnover in the last 2 weeks, so those are huge things when you can put the ball in the end zone and not turn it over. It really gets your offense in a pretty good spot to score.
What can you say about having Dylan have a game like he did, 138 yards rushing on 8 attempts, and he was able to get a couple of scores? And how important is it for Dylan to maybe get going in the run game? We know what Preston can do with his legs and his arms, but how important is it when Dylan can get going and contribute to the offense like that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's huge for us. That takes a lot of pressure off. People have to game plan for Dylan. They're starting to see what we've been able to see. And again, that just shows where we're coming up front. I've talked every week about we've been young. We're starting to mesh. We're getting better up front. And Dylan just runs hard. He's a big, strong kid. He's worked real hard in the off season. You know, he missed all last season with a broken collarbone. So he was excited to get back out there this year and show everybody what he's capable of doing. And, you know, he's a power guy, but he's got that speed off the edge, and he's been able to break a couple big ones. I think he's got 7 touchdowns so far this year. So that really does take a lot of pressure off of Preston. It allows us to do some play-action stuff. You know, it just really opens up our offense.
Wes, you talked about the progression of your offensive line, something the Iowa Hawkeyes are going through, too, that the average fan may not understand how important that is up front for what you want to do with your offense. Talk about that a little more in depth of the offense and keeping them in a positive spirit, an open mind of putting in perspective of, hey, we've played some good teams, but keep working and you'll get better and things will get better for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're pretty similar to, you know, what Iowa does. We're a zone team like they are. And, you know, we've seen some, you know, with Preston, we've seen some different defenses. We've had teams come out multiple times in the last couple of years, and they run a defense that we haven't seen on film from them, that we haven't prepared for. So that was a challenge earlier this year when we saw that. We struggled a little bit. Cascade come out in a defense that they haven't ran in 7 or 8 years, so it took us a half to adjust to it. Our guys have felt more confident up front. They're trusting the process. They trust each other next that are next to each other. And, you know, we've seen different fronts now, and I think we're more capable of handling that, handling the blitzes. You know, we just continue to get more comfortable up front.
You guys have Comanche this week, hosting them at Dean Nelson Field. And as we said, you have started with a couple of wins in district play. What can you say about Comanche and the Storm and what to expect on Friday?
Yeah, Comanche is a good football team. Coach Coy does a great job with those guys. They always play hard. I know they lost a lot of guys. I know their best lineman coming back from last year had I believe it's a knee injury that he's not able to play this year. He's the returning, I believe, All-State guy. So that hurt them up front. I know they're kind of in the same boat we were. They're young up front. They're trying to improve. So they looked a lot better on film against Anamosa this week. So, you know, we're excited. We're excited for the challenge. We were able to get a big win down there, I think 55-13 last year. So I know that's in the back of their mind, and they're going to come ready to go. And, you know, it's that dreaded week for every coach in Monticello this week for homecoming. So, you know, you're worried about all the distractions and everything else that goes along with it. So we're battling those demons this week and trying to keep the kids focused and ready to go.
How much do you talk about that, talking about keeping kids focused and on the right track? And in this high school, they're 16, 17, 18-year-old kids. You want them to have their fun, too, and enjoy this week. But it comes to a point where you've got to focus.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about it daily. You know, we got some good leaders, you know, Preston and Tate and Dylan Rohr are good leaders. They talk to the guys, and, you know, we said, go out and have your fun Monday, Tuesday. You know, starting tonight, we got to get back in our routine and ready for a football game. So we talk all the time that you're not going to remember who you teepeed when you're in high school, but you're going to remember your homecoming football game. So, you know, it's important. We got a lot of things, in front of us right now, that a lot of goals that we're trying to get to, and definitely stumbling this week would put a damper on some of that. So we got to be focused and ready to go.
Monticello football head coach Wes Wilson, kind enough to join us as the Panthers get ready for Comanche. As we said, it's their homecoming as well. So there's going to be a lot of celebration in Monticello over the next couple of days. Coach, good luck on Friday. Thanks again for joining us this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Good luck.
Coming up next, we got Northland football head coach Jared Collum on the program here on the Sports Zone, Mix 94.7 KMCH.
Citizen State Bank is your locally owned, community-minded, and customer-oriented bank here to serve you. Choose one of their 7 convenient locations in Winthrop, Monticello, Manchester, Ryan, Strawberry Point, Hopkinton, and New Vienna. Citizen State Bank, community banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
The Pizza Place on Lake Delhi. Great pizza and sandwiches. Check out Facebook for the menu, weekly specials, and the pizza of the month. Dine-in or carry-out. Food, drinks, and fun.
CMA Welding is the area's premier welding and fabrication specialist, serving Dyersville, Farley, Piasta, Epworth, and the surrounding areas. They specialize in TIG and MIG welding, custom railing, and repairs. Give them a call today.
Trivet Associates was founded in 1979 on the commitment to providing exceptional veterinary medicine to livestock and pets in eastern Iowa. Our doctors are dedicated to bringing the latest medical advances to our patients in a friendly, common sense atmosphere. Visit us anytime in Dyersville or Farley.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone, Mix 94.7 KMCH, as we continue our coverage of the high school football season, week 6. Josh Christensen and John Swisher here, and joining us over the phone is Northland football head coach Jared Collum, as the Lynx coming off another dominating win over South Winnesheek, 42-7. And coach, it's been the last 3 weeks. What we've talked a little bit about it, but what have you liked from your offense? You know, your first two games, you had two tough teams against Albernette and East Buchanan, but your offense, what have you liked as you've been able to put up at least more than 40 points a game each of the last three weeks?
I just like how balanced we've been, and not just offensively, but offensive, defensively, special teams. We're really executing at a high level right now. Everything we put down on the scouting report, everything we talk about in practice is exactly what we pull off on Friday. And that doesn't happen very often. It's happened 3 weeks in a row. We've been really proud of the kids and how they've come out. You know, we've had a couple of hiccups here and there. We had a punt blocked against Southwind late in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. But, you know, offensively, you know, we're super balanced. I think if you go and look at our stats, you know, runs to passes, we're about three off. So we're pretty much like straight down the line, 50-50. We didn't want to be run dominant this year. We didn't want to be pass heavy this year. We just want to be nice balance. And we're not racking up the yards other teams are, but I really like our balance offensively right now and how we're moving the ball around and a lot of different guys are getting touches.
Talk about that focus and that confidence that you have right now and even momentum after that first week tough setback to Albertette. You've rattled off four wins in a row. Talk about the confidence this team's playing with right now.
Yeah, it goes back to practice. You know, we practice really well, and this might be the best practicing team we've had in a while. I mean, last year we were really good practicers too, but you know, the kids just get focused, and you know, every once in a while you got to redirect. But and, you know, we follow the practice plan. Tonight, you know, we have to be out, you know, 6 o'clock out of the building, church night type deal, and we were set and wrapped up well before 5:30, and it was very efficient. We had a good 2 minute drill, and we had a good red zone drill at the end, a good deseg. It's efficiency, and you know, just really doing the right things on Friday, and you know, executing the play exactly how it's called. And then sometimes, you know, when Tate Hoggenberry has to improvise, and then that's how he makes his plays. And he had two carries for whatever 118 yards against Clayton Ridge, and you know, he didn't run a whole lot. He had one touchdown against Southwind. It was from five, but you know, Southwind, he really spread the ball around well. I think we had five or six guys with a catch. A couple of guys had multiple catches. Landon Miller got on the board twice. He hadn't scored all year, and he's our tight end. And you know, we did some different things with him. You know, we're adding a little bit of a wrinkle every week just to put some different things on film. So by the time the end of the year comes around, you know, we hope that we're really hard to prepare for.
And you talked about focus sometimes this week, which you have homecoming this week. Welcome in Starmont. Focus can be a challenge for some, but that's why you have leaders who've been through it before, and you have coaches that you said you might have to redirect or remind them. But how's that been with the homecoming week at Northland this week?
You know, it's a distraction, but our school does it, you know, a little different. We decorate everything at the same time on Monday. We basically run like a 1:15 dismissal, and then they do all their decorating, all the stuff. They work on their skits. Everything's on Monday. Tuesday's a regular day. Wednesday's a regular day. Now, you can't really control the kids going out and doing some TPing and stuff like that. You just tell them, you remind them, you know, what's more important, throwing a roll of toilet paper up in a tree or winning a football game? And hopefully they choose winning a football game.
I think you guys would hope so. Coach, going back to the running game, I think we talked a couple weeks ago about how that's a big area that you want to keep on improving. Where are you seeing some improvements? I know that you mentioned as far as attempts, you were pretty even this past week against South Winneshiek, but each week, what are you seeing as far as your growth in that running game and trying to help Tate out? We know what he can do passing-wise, but just getting that running game to help him out.
Yeah, it's a confidence thing for our O-line. You know, they came in with three of them with zero experience, just JV experience, and one of them's a sophomore, so he had, like, literally no experience. But they're really learning a lot. Coach Van Etten and I have kind of solidified where we're at, you know, rotation-wise. We've been rotating a lot of guys these last few weeks. A lot of dudes have been playing a lot of different spots, just trying to get that right mesh. And we think we're pretty close. And again, we're adding wrinkles and two. And, you know, one of the big things for us was getting Mason Beshin run downhill. You know, he's young back too, and we're not going to make him make decisions a lot, you know, with the cutback lanes and stuff. He's really good at it, but you know, we're trying to give him, you know, one choice and then just get it up in there. And you know, and we'll get Cale Bridgewater involved in our run game. You know, it goes in the stat book as a pass, but we run that motion, you know, that jet motion. We flip it out front. That way, if he drops it, it's an incomplete pass, not a fumble. So we don't actually hand off or mesh on our jet stuff. We just flip it out front. And he gets a lot of those. So a lot of his catches and yards are coming off that stuff behind the line of scrimmage. And then, you know, Landon Helmrick is kind of our, you know, hidden gem right now. We haven't ran him hardly at all, and he's a heck of a back. He's a big bruiser back there, 190. He can get tough yards, but we're saving him right now just defensively. Mm-hmm. As, you know, we need him in that one technique on the D-line. He wreaks havoc, and when he's fresh, he's basically unblockable. You got to double team him, and then who's going to block Landon Miller? You know, so you know, we're keeping him fresh, but you know, we have packages in for him. You know, that we work on every week. We just don't, you know, we don't have to run it sometimes on Friday, which is great. But he knows that when he's called upon, you know, Beshin goes the receiver, and then you know, Landon Helmer goes in the backfield, and you know, we can give you a whole different dynamic now with Mason Beshin in the slot.
Well, Northland, as we said, Lynx have been on a roll after that opening loss to Albernett. They've won four in a row and looking to make it five, as we said, with their homecoming against Starmont this Friday. Coach, it's always great to hear from you. Good luck again on Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good luck, Coach.
And coming up next, we turn it over to East Buchanan football head coach Jerry Alden, coming up next here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.
For fan food, not fast food, visit your after-game headquarters, Manchester Dairy Queen. It's quick, it's easy, and your family will love it. Manchester Dairy Queen.
This is John from Georgian Auto in Manchester. Commitment is a key ingredient to any successful team. Our team shows that commitment every day with digital inspections, loaner cars, stress-free financing, and three-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Committed to you and your vehicle. Georgian Auto in Manchester.
Medicare can seem complicated, but not with Wellmark. Call Randy Mahoney, a local authorized independent agent for Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, to make choosing easy. Wellmark Medicare supplement insurance plans are not affiliated with any government agency. It's Randy Mahoney Agency in Manchester.
Delhi Landing in downtown Delhi is open 7 days a week. Enjoy our homemade pizzas, wings, cold drinks, and every Saturday night serving prime rib dinners. Delhi Landing proudly supports all area athletes and coaches.
High-Tech Communications, the protection you can trust. We provide security systems, video surveillance, access control, fire alarm systems, and alarm monitoring to protect your business or home. Call us today. High-Tech Communications, setting a high standard for your technology needs. HighTechCommunications.us.
Zone. It's 94.7 KMCH. Anytime I hear this song, I think of the movie Major Payne. You remember that from in the beginning with that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, anytime I think of that song, I think it, or that song plays, I think of this movie. Continuing our coverage as we get ready for week six of the high school football season. And joining us right now is East Buchanan football head coach Jerry Alden. As we mentioned earlier, East Buchanan with the victory over Maquoketa Valley. And coach, we say it all the time. We know, teams know, and I think you guys even admit it, that, you know, teams know what you're going to run. But what have you been able to do, I guess, in the last couple weeks that, whether it's Starmont, Albernett, and then recently against Maquoketa Valley, that what is it that you like that, you know, you are able to do what you want, and you've been able to do it pretty consistently, running the ball just like you guys want to, night in and night out?
Hello?
Oh, you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I think you called the wrong coach at this point.
Oh, yes,
you're talking
did.
To Coach Frake from Cascade.
Oh. Well, we got Frake. that's my bad on that one.
Well, we'll keep Tim on here.
Well, why don't we keep Tim on? Yep. Well, Coach, sorry about that.
I thought
that,
maybe I was listening to the radio. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good.
Earlier.
You're
hey,
good.
I can talk some East Buchanan football.
Yeah, no, you can do that. But, Coach, you guys are coming off a loss last week. As we talked about, you know, each week it seems like we see some improvements, then, you know, a tough loss. So what can you say about this back and forth with you guys as this team continues to grow?
Well, we had a nice win over Beckman, and then last week we went up to Columbus, and to be honest, it's about the style of play, and you know, we have to dictate both with our offense, defense, and even special teams, because we are not very big. We have some athletic kids. We have some athletes. You know, we have to play a kind of fast tempo. We have to be aggressive defensively. Offensively, we have to spread the football around. We got to get a lot of our playmakers involved, because we're not just going to sit there and run it right at you. We got to do some different things. And then, quite honestly, Columbus just ran it right at us. I don't think they threw a pass the second half and they put 28 points on the board. They were physical, they were big, they were strong, and they took it to us. So, you know, we're going to have to make some adjustments. Our kids, even though they're not maybe as big as some of the teams we're playing, we have to be able to get the gaps and get in the backfield and get some penetration and play a little harder. And we didn't do that last Friday night, and Columbus took it to us.
So learning from that, and sometimes you get your best learning issues and learning concerns from a loss like that. Sometimes you get it from a win, but unfortunately a loss, and you have to move on now, and you get ready for Sumner Fredericksburg this week.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I kind of talked about it. We beat a Monty team that was, you know, ranked in 2A and had some great teams, and we went down to Durant and got beat. And so even that week going in after Beckman, we talked about, hey, you know, we can't make the same mistake we made last time and think we're, you know, coaches always talk, never too high, never too low. And I said, we can't be full of ourselves. We got to go into Columbus and play our best game. But unfortunately, we kind of made that same mistake. So, you know, we fool me once, fool me twice. So we got to get back on board and make sure our kids are focused. And Sumner Fredericksburg's a lot like us. They're not very big, but they got some athletes. Their offense is they use motion and deception, and they spread the ball around and do a lot of different things to keep you off balance. Defensively, they're quick, athletic. They come after you. So, yeah, it should be a great game. You know, we're traveling again about an hour and a half up to their place, so a long road trip. So, yeah, we definitely have another challenge this week, and hopefully our kids, you know, we'll learn their lesson finally and be ready to play.
Indeed, and we're looking forward to covering it on the KMCH Sports video stream on Friday night for your fans that can't make the trip up to Sumner. We'll have all the coverage starting a little before 7 o'clock at KMCH.com, Coach. So thanks for your time, and we will see you up in Sumner on Friday night. Tim Frank, head coach of the Cascade Cougars here on the Sports Zone. We'll continue on. Coach Jerry Alden has been waiting patiently as we'll get to him next.
Make sure to pick up a copy of the Delaware County Factbook, brought to you by the Independence Bulletin Journal and Shopper's Reminder, available at KMCH in Manchester.
Every good athlete recognizes the value of having a great coach. If you're buying or selling a home, make sure you team up with an experienced realtor to coach you through the process. I service the entire KMCH listening area. My office is located in Manchester, across from the hospital. Contact me, Teresa Turnus, from Keller Williams Realty, for all your real estate needs.
Ready for a new job? Stanley Black & Decker has many open positions and has increased their pay. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, 401k match, employee discounts, and a competitive benefits package. Stanley Black & Decker, locations in Delhi and Manchester, offering big city benefits with small-town values.
Sight and good vision is very easy to take for granted until it is taken away. Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa is here to help you.
Advanced Eye Care Associates of Eastern Iowa, located at 225 West Main Street in Manchester and 1113 West 3rd Street in Vinton.
Biofield is your headquarters for all your seed, chemical, and fertilizer needs. They have professional service and quality products needed to bring the best crop to market. Biofield, providing growth opportunity for 18 locations across northern Iowa and southern Minnesota.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher here as we continue our high school football coverage. And he's been waiting patiently. If you probably didn't hear the first one, dialed him first and then dialed the wrong number. And then we had Coach Tim Frank on, which I thought we had Coach Alden. But Coach Alden's been a good sport, and he's been patiently waiting as East Buchanan winning 48-12 over Maquoketa Valley. And Coach, We talk about it all the time. Other teams that you have faced talk about it a lot. But, you know, teams know, you guys know what you want to run. But what have you liked in the last two, three weeks or so with your running game that you've been able to pretty much execute really what you guys want to do?
Well, I think up front we're really starting to gel together up front. And last week here against Maquoketa Valley, you know, we went into that game, you know, we just do what we do. And you know, we're not flashy by any means. You know, every game, the officials will come up and introduce themselves. You guys have anything special? And I'll just say we're about as vanilla as you get, mm-hmm. and we are. I mean, we just do what we do, and the guys are really starting to gel, especially up front. And going into the Maquoketa Valley game, I mean, you know, that's a team that was 3-1 coming in. And, you know, we knew we were going to have our hands full, but if we just kind of, you know, got going right away, which we did, you know, go up 12-0, and then it just kind of felt like, you know, we were a step slow that whole first half. And, you know, that's to their credit. I mean, they made us that step slow, too. And, mm-hmm. you know, they tied it up there at halftime. And, you know, probably the thing that we focused as much on halftime as anything was, you know, we saw way too many white jerseys on top of red jerseys throughout that first half, and that's not our style of football. It's supposed to be the other way around, and we really challenged our kids at halftime. And you know, to their credit, here in the last 3 weeks, they have really responded, whether it's a practice day or a game, but they really came out and responded. And I thought the second half, we did whatever we wanted to when we wanted to. And, you know, to our kids' credit, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball, you know, Maquoketa Valley is a team that, you know, they had their three wins. They rushed for, you know, 300, and close right. to 300 another one. And defensively, we held them to, I think it was 85 total rushing yards. So, you know, that's 5 weeks in a row now our defense has held opponents to under 100 yards. And to do that against, you know, that running back, that they had, was really happy, especially in the second half. I think we only gave up 14 total rushing yards, and we moved guys around in that second half, made some adjustments, and, you know, I thought our kids really played well then.
Yeah, that Lance McShane, as you mentioned, the Maquoketa Valley's running back, I think it was 79 yards you were able to hold him to. I want to talk about your rushing game. The game that we were at last week or 2 weeks ago with Al Burnett, even last week you guys were balanced. All three runners against Al Burnett had 100 rushing yards. But I want to ask about, we know about Tanner Torn and what he does up the middle, kind of being that bull rush, but Rylan Cornell, 230 yards and 4 touchdowns for you guys. What can you say about what Rylan brings with that run game and how he it all kind of meshes together? But he definitely brings a kind of a different dynamic than what Tanner does, and of course what Hunter does too.
Yeah, I mean, all three of those guys bring something a little bit different to the table, and you know, like you said, you know, Tanner's more of our power guy. You know, Hunter's more of that breakaway guy. You know, if we do have a guy with breakaway speed, it's probably him. He's a guy we need to get the ball in his hands more. But Rylan is just, he's kind of that all-purpose back. You know, you can put him at multiple positions and he's just gonna, you know, when he gets the ball, he's got a little shift to him. He's not that 100 speed guy. But he just has that shiftiness in his hips to make that move, and just a tremendous asset to that backfield, because you know you key on stopping that fullback, we can get it to him, or we can get it to Hunter Bowers, or if you key something else, we can put him in other positions, and that's kind of what we're trying to do now. You know, we're in the point of that season, week 6, where you know we're trying to move some guys around a little bit, so you know we're not always in the same spot, and you know Rylan does a. He does a great job for us, and you know he had a touchdown pass for us Friday night. You know, we ran him around on a little sweep, and he turned up and threw, put a dime on Bowers, and you know we were 1-for-1 passing for a touchdown. So that's kind of our MO as far as passing the football.
Well, and this upcoming week, Coach, you have a Bellevue, and we've talked about it with some of the area teams. This is a team that. Pretty well balanced. They can run the ball, and they can also pass the ball with Hunter Putman. He's got 840 passing yards. So for you guys, what's the key in stopping kind of a well-balanced offense like this? I mean, do you guys feel you have to take a guy like Riley Carrier away, or do you have to contain a guy like Putman? What do you feel defensively is the key for you guys as far as keeping their offense at bay?
Well, I think for us, probably the best thing that happened to us is playing a team like Mack Valley last week because, you know, yes, they were a runner heavy team, but they also can spread you out and throw the ball. And with Bellevue, they're similar. The only difference is, you know, their quarterback has a lot of rushing yards too, but a lot of it is out of scramble modes or sweeps just with the quarterback and things like that. You know, we're going to go into this game like we go into every game, guys. It doesn't matter whether you're a passing team or a running team. We're going to stop the run. And that's, you know, that's our MO. That's what we try to accomplish every week. And if, you know, if we can make that team one dimensional, whether we force that team to throw the ball 30 times or not, at least if we know that they're going to throw it because we've stopped one or the other, we can be in position to make those plays. And you know, against a team like Bellevue, having played, you know, in Al Burnett and North Lynn, that both have tremendous athletes and wide receivers, mm-hmm. that's similar to what we're going to see Friday night on the road. So, you know, the good thing is we've played teams like this, you know, but them being as balanced as they are, and I say it every week, you know, for us to keep their offense off the field, our offense has to stay on the field. And we have to have those 6-, 7-, 8-minute drives, which we're capable of doing. And if we can do that, we'll be in good shape.
It should be definitely a very good game. Once again, East Buchanan head football coach Jerry Alden kind enough to join us as the Bucks 4-1, looking to go 5-1 with a road trip to Bellevue this upcoming week. Coach, it's always good to hear from you. Thanks again for being a good sport. Hopefully I'm on next week after a couple mistakes, but we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
Hey, no problem, guys. I was just kind of interested to see what Coach Frake would say about us and give us a little scouting report on ourselves, but it worked out all right anyway.
There you go. Thanks again, Coach. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Farmers Savings Bank proudly supports all area athletes and their coaching staff. For all of your banking needs, visit them in Colesburg, Oakport Garber, Strawberry Point, and Arlington, or online at farmersavingsbank.com. Member FDIC.
West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent, all with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact your local West Bend agent, Eric Smith, at Insure Iowa in Manchester at 927-2791.
The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and the Dyersville Commercial recognize the hard work and dedication of all area athletes. Check out the weekly sports section in the commercial for scores and information. The Eastern Iowa Shopping News and Dyersville Commercial, supporting your communities.
Jay's Auto and Supercenter in Manchester has quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, a full-service department, body shop, and detail department. See their full line of vehicles online at jsautosales.net. That's Jay's Auto. Customer satisfaction is their number one priority.
Jay's Auto!
Whether planning to remodel or building a new home, let S&R Construction take care of you. S&R Construction is the expert in home improvement projects, gutters, siding, garages, remodeling, new home construction, and more. Call or text Steve Petlin today at 319-361-0638 for a free quote.
The Manchester Press is your community newspaper. Check out the sports section for game stats and photos of area players and game highlights. The Manchester Press, serving the area for over 130 years.
Turn to the professionals at Leckie Building Service in Manchester for commercial building and remodeling, home remodeling, and new home construction. Call the experts at Leckie Building Service in Manchester, 563-927-5677.
Going above and beyond is a standard of care at Above and Beyond Home Health and Hospice Care. Their compassionate staff care deeply about the comfort of their patients. A nurse is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Above and Beyond Healthcare, the more they care, the more beautiful life becomes. Proudly serving Jones, Jackson, Johnson, Lynn, Clayton, and Delaware counties.
Welcome back to the KMCH Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7. Josh Christensen and John Swisher continuing our high school football coverage. And joining me right now is Beckman Catholic football head coach Mark Atwater. His team, so two things. Of course, his team setting a new school record with 89 points in their win over Postville. But also, a big congrats to Coach and his wife. Just had a baby last Wednesday, Lola Ann. And Coach, as we were talking about on the phone, we were wondering if you happened to make it to the game. And it looks like you were able to get there, but also be there for the birth beforehand. So what can you say about last week for you with the birth of your daughter, Lola Ann, and then setting a record like that with 89 points on Friday?
Pretty eventful week is what it was.
Right.
You know, we were
you know, first of all, thank you guys. It's been a whirlwind, but it's been such a blast. The people at RMC were great. Everyone in Manchester and Dyersville, both communities, obviously with my wife working at West Delaware and myself at Beckman, just Dyersville and Manchester have been so good to us. So many well wishes, so many people reaching out, you know, at the game, you know, they playing the song, they played a low over the loudspeaker. So it was very neat. It was a cool deal. And just, I think, we're just blessed to be a part of these awesome, tight knit small communities that, you know, really take care of people and care. So, you know, that was the first thing. That was awesome. And then, you know, to go play like we did was obviously a pretty neat thing. I told you beforehand, you know, my dad was itching at the opportunity to maybe have the chance to call plays. He sits in the press box for us, and he's my right-hand guy on offense. You know, he knows what's going on. And, you know, this whole kind of, as we were preparing for this, and he's like, hey, I got to be really in tune. I got to know what's going on. And he goes, told my wife, he joked, he said, well, hopefully you have it on Friday so I can call plays. So he was, being a defensive guy, he was like itching to maybe get some offensive play calling in there. But, you know, he didn't have to. And, you know, we called a lot of right plays. It was a good night for our program, for our kids. It was, you know, we just tried to do the things the best we can, get better, keep coming together as a team. You know, obviously it's a tough situation. You know, I think everyone kind of knows the situation Postville was in with, you know, their season last year. You know, I just hope for them, for their program, for their kids, they can keep going in the right direction. And, you know, you never want to see something bad happen or, you know, just down like that. And you just, you know, you hope kids stick with it, and you hope that they can kind of turn things around and continue to get more kids out. And that's the biggest thing, just keeping high school football alive in small communities. And they're one of those communities, and you want to keep that going because, you know, you don't want to see these forfeits happen. No one ever does. So, you know, it kind of, for them, hey, we hope they can continue to go on the right path and keep getting kids out and keep those things. But, you know, we had to do what we had to do, and, you know, you just tell the kids to play as hard as they can, and that's what happened.
Absolutely, Mark. And a big thing, I want to go back, your dad. How long has it been since he's called any plays? Has it been a while for him?
So he got out of coaching from Co 2016, you know, he's a defensive guy. It's a different style. It's a different mindset. But, you know, he's been with me every single year I've been at Beckman, and he sits in our press box. He's on the headphones. He comes up, you know, Sunday during the mornings, and we put together a game plan. For me, I think it's obvious. I'm younger. So being a young head coach, you always kind of need to have someone as a mentor, and he's been that guy. It's good to have him because he thinks ahead, a step ahead. And, you know, he's really helped me grow through this. So, but like I said, he was all about taking over. You know, he had no issue with that, if that would happen.
Well, as we said, you are coming off that 89-0 win against Postville. Now you turn your attention to Columbus Catholic. This is a team that just beat Beckman, who beat you guys the previous week. Columbus Catholic was able to roll on that one, 42-14, and they were able to run the ball. What can you say is going to be the key against the Sailors as you get ready for them? Are you going to go all the way to Waterloo on Friday?
You know, it's a big piece of just being able to stop their run game, physical. They're a very physical team. Kind of, I love the style they play with. They're very similar to us. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the thing that's been kind of crazy to watch, one of our coaches texted me and said, "Did they get a new coach this year?" And I go, "Why is that?" And he goes, "They're just doing things completely different." Mm-hmm. You know, last year they were spread it out and they did all these different things, and you know, they had a quarterback who could chuck it, and now they kind of pack it all in and it's totally different. Mm-hmm. You know, Brad, their head coach, does a great job. So for us, it's, hey, can we, you know, slow down their rushing attack and equal the line of scrimmage with them? You know, I think that's a big piece of it. And then what we got to do is we got to establish the things we do well. You know, we run the ball well, we play action well to throw it, and just play good defense. So, you know, it's obviously a huge game. It's obviously a big piece of our district and things, how they're going to shake out. You know, so for us, hey, we got to try to lean on the things we do well, slow them down, and you know, we can play and grind it out slugfest, and that's kind of what we want to create.
Yeah, and what can you, as far as their rushing attack, you have Carson Hartz, their senior, who rushes for 315 yards right now. Parker Yeltsin, their junior, he's got 253. Carson averages almost 7 yards a carry. Yeltsin averages five. On film, are you seeing two different backs or two similar backs? What can you say about their rushing attack as far as what stands out?
They've got a good dynamic between both of those backs. Hey, one guy's more of a, I'm going to take this thing to the edge, dynamic, shifty, and then they've got kind of a pound you, you know, and they hit the fullback traps, dives, things like that, and get him going. It's just, they have some nuances to it. It's a good scheme, and they're making it work. And so for us, hey, it's understanding who's back there, you know, and who can get the ball and trying to say, all right, this guy's going to try to make me miss, and this guy's going to try to run me over. And, you know, so we got to focus on just making sure we're aligned correctly, where it's like, okay, we're going to take away those things that they like to do and calling out those things. You know, we always are trying to get in our kids' ears about be football smart and be savvy. So if they're lining up in this, we feel like they're going to do these X, Y, and Z, you know, and can they out on the field start to verbalize that, vocalize that? Because the instant you start saying it, you start being able to, okay, I can react better and I can do better and I can just make the play from there. And so that's been our focus, is just, hey, we got to get aligned and then let's start shouting out those things. You know, our defense coordinator Ryan does a really great job. He's very prepared all the time about schemes, what they're doing, and that puts our kids in the best position. So be football smart, understand it, vocalize it, and then let's try to make plays.
Absolutely. Beckman football head coach Mark Atwater, kind enough to join us. And as Beckman gets ready to travel to Waterloo, Columbus, as the Trailblazers look for win number 5, and a big congrats again to Coach Atwater and his wife on the birth of their daughter last week, Lola Ann. Coach, it's always great to hear from you, and we'll hopefully talk to you again next week. Good luck on Friday as well, and good luck to the new baby as well.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it as always.
You bet. Thanks, Coach.
The Edgewood Reminder is proud to support all the area teams in athletic action and appreciates their efforts in the classroom and during sports. Check out all the sports photos in each week's issue of the Edgewood Reminder.
At DuPaco Community Credit Union, we know debt happens. A debt checkup from DuPaco ensures it's not costing you more than it should. With historic low interest rates, now is the time to bring your loans to DuPaco. Contact us at 563-927-6187 or visit dupaco.com.
Are you an athlete or physically active in your free time? Even active people can have muscle tightness and joint pain or even experience the occasional injury. Regional Medical Center physical therapy treatment and prescribed exercises can help you recover faster, reduce injury, and build strength and stability. Regional Medical Center, excellence in healthcare, close to home.
Zone here on Mix 94.7. Josh Christensen and John Swisher continuing our coverage. And joining us right now is Western Dubuque football head coach Justin Penner. And the Bobcats on a roll right now, beating Marion 42-7. This was a team that started out 0-2. Some rough start with Xavier and North Scott, but that big win against Liberty has really propelled them. And coach, what are you constantly seeing? This was a young team to start with, and a rough start that you had, but it seems like you guys are gaining confidence and kind of finding those winning ways that we've been used to seeing this program over the last few years. But, you know, this team's kind of finding its identity now.
Yeah, and, you know, offensively, we have enough flexibility within our offense that we kind of have to figure out, you know, what the identity of our team is every year and really start focusing more on where we're good and what we can excel at. And we're starting to figure our kids out a little bit. And, it takes a little bit of time and not only putting guys in the right positions, but also understanding what their skill sets are and trying to make them successful. And we didn't do that very well as coaches in week one and two. And I do feel like we are doing a better job of that. In these last 3 weeks. And then, we're still moving guys around and obviously trying to fight out the injury bug like everybody else. But our kids are absolutely believing that, you know, a successful week of practice is going to equate to a great game on Friday, and we saw that against Liberty with a great week, and we obviously tried to connect the dots for the kids and help them understand the value of our process, and again, that's really what you're starting to see here on a more weekly basis.
I was curious, Coach. You know, it wasn't that long ago when we saw what Calvin Harris did for you guys at the quarterback position, and you have another Harris. It's Brett Harris, and he's only a freshman. I don't want to compare because what Calvin did what was so special, and what he's doing now for baseball with Ole Miss and winning a World Series this past summer. But what can you say about Brett? And I mean, how do you see maybe some similarities, or how different is Brett compared to Calvin?
Well, I don't think it's fair to compare anybody to Calvin Harris,
right.
Just because of who he is as a person and the leadership he brought to the table. It was so much more than playing quarterback. And, you know, he put his future on the line to help Bobcat football do what mm-hmm. we got to do.
And, yeah.
And I'm forever grateful for Calvin for that. You know, and then you see, you know, the middle child and Maddie go out and, you know, she was a part of a state championship in both softball and volleyball. So, you know, you could say, you know, jokingly that Maddie one-upped Calvin by getting two rings and along comes as an eighth grader has a ring from baseball. Mm-hmm. And what you start seeing is a correlation there in the genetics that is understanding winning. And and that family obviously has an awful lot figured out in how to raise winners. And I would argue not just winning in sports, but just winners in people. And, you know, hats off to Scotty and Julie on the kids that they're raising, because they are team first kids. And so I'm seeing a team first young man in Brett, and a young man who knows how to win and likes to win, and just loves to come out and practice and get better every day.
Well, you got a big trip to Decorah this upcoming week, and we know what you know, the history of Decorah and what they like to do. I mean, it doesn't seem like they shy away from running the ball, you know, kind of grinding it out in a way. What stands out about the Vikings this week? And a lot is on the line, especially this could probably decide, who probably plays for the district championship as we get later on in the season.
Well, Decorah, if there's a better coach football program in the state, it'd have to be Xavier. I just, you know, to say that Pat and his staff are respected by us is an understatement. I don't know how he does what he does. His players do not miss assignments, especially this late in the season. They execute at an extremely high level. They play above their talent level. They play fast. They play physical. They finish. They are outstanding coaches, and so our hats are off there. But, you know, to say that they're going to run the football and be physical, and that's an understatement. I mean, they're going to use 39 seconds of a 40-second play clock.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to deflate the clock. They're going to do the opposite of what we want to do. They're not going to be penalized. If you allow them to get four or more yards on first down, they're going to be tough to beat, because they're just going to hold on to the football and drive it down. And, I mean, really, they're gonna limit the number of possessions you get in a game. So they have an equation for what they believe in. And, our situation is going to be, you know, we're trying to obviously, speed up the game, and we're trying to create more possessions. And, you know, we're trying to use 53 and a third yards wide of the football field. And, we're trying to take shots. And, you know, that's our formula right now. And so, really a contrasting style of play for sure.
Absolutely. Head coach, Western Dubuque football head coach Justin Penner, really kind of join us. And as we said, big matchup this week for the Bobcats as they travel out east, northeast, really. You actually guys got to go north, but to Decorah for a big game there. As we said, that could really decide as far as who's going to be playing for the district championship later on the season. Coach, it's always great to hear from you, and good luck this week, and we'll hopefully talk to you again next week.
Sounds great, Josh. Great to hear from you.
Absolutely.
This is Cody Neighbor of F&M Bank. Our team works together to achieve the ultimate goal, exceeding clients' expectations. F&M Bank is a proud supporter of all local sports teams. F&M Bank, the right choice in Manchester, Cedar Rapids, Anamosa, and Monticello. Member FDIC.
Newhouse Construction and Concrete is proud to support all our area athletes. Give Phil a call at 927-5178 for your commercial, ag, or residential projects. Or visit NewhouseConstruction.com. Newhouse Construction and Concrete turns design into reality.
Hello, this is Fred Smock from Dunlap Motors in Independence. We are proud to support local school programs. So if you are looking for a new Chevy, Buick, or certified used car or truck, or just want to stop and say hi, stop in. That's Dunlap Motors in downtown Independence.
And welcome back into the Sports Zone here on this Wednesday night. John and Josh back with you, starting to wind things down. So a few more coaches to get to. We'll hear from Coach Pritz, Coach Wankiewicz, and right now it's head coach James Rochford from the Edco Vikings. Got a quality win on the road last week. Traveled to Maynard and took down West Central, Coach. This was a team that was undefeated and ranked in the top 10 in eight-man football. Talk about the effort your kids supplied last week.
Well, the kids played real well, especially in the fourth quarter. Early on, we made a lot of mistakes, mistakes that cost us a score. And I felt that the kids were able to, kind of overcome that when we got down. And fourth quarter, their conditioning, I thought, really stood strong. And we were able to score 24 points in the fourth quarter to kind of walk away a little bit.
Coach, when you put up 24 points in any quarter, but especially the fourth quarter, could you see that that West Central was gassed and they just took advantage of that? I mean, how big is that when you beat a ranked team like that at their place and you can dominate the fourth quarter like that?
Well, I mean, I didn't, noticeably see they were gassed or anything like that. I just, at halftime, our kids, came over and they had scored, off mistakes by us, not to take anything away from them. They're a good team. But it was errors by us that caused those things. We didn't make those errors in the fourth quarter. I thought the kids grew up a little bit and I didn't feel there was anything in our playbook that we really couldn't run. They didn't really shut us out of anything. And so we just had to execute, fourth quarter and the kids did it. And it helped that Dawson Bergen got a 73-yard touchdown return. Right after they scored and really kind of burst their bubble a little bit and put us back up two scores. And with our offense, that makes things kind of difficult. And we just played good defense after that and came away with it.
Great confidence, momentum builder here for your team heading back into district play now as you take the trip up to Key High this week. Talk about what you see in the Hawks this year.
Well, they're not the same team they were last year. Last year they were going to smash mouth you and try to drive it down your throat. This year they're a little bit more finesse. They're going to throw the ball around a little bit. We see them run quite a few screens and some not necessarily trick plays, but a little swing gate in the middle of the field, to kind of catch you off guard. And so our kids had to study a lot of their offensive plays. To kind of get everything down. They force you as a team to address a lot of different situations. And I think they probably put in, more plays each week. So we're going to see some plays we haven't seen so far. And they run a pretty good read option. That's going to cause trouble. We haven't run up against anybody that has done that yet. So, there'll be a challenge for sure. They graduate a lot of kids, but it's Lansing Key. They got kids to fill in, and they're going to be a tough battle for us.
Hey, Coach James Rochford from Edgewood-Colesburg, real kind enough to join us here this week. As Edgewood-Colesburg coming off that big win against West Central, up 2-2 now on the season, and traveling to face the Keyhawks this Friday. Coach, it's always good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again next week. Good luck on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Good luck, Coach.
This is Dr. Tim Collier from Dental Associates of Manchester. We take pride in the environment we provide our patients with a caring attitude and unsurpassed comfort. For the kind, compassionate, and competent dental care you deserve, call us at 927-GRIN. Dental Associates of Manchester, creating healthy smiles for life.
And welcome back to the Sports Zone here on Mix 94.7 KMCH. Josh Christensen and John Swisher here as we continue our coverage. And joining us right now over the phone is Independence football head coach Justin Putz. And coach, coming off that win against South Tama. And you definitely have had some close games, but what can you say about against South Tama, balanced offense once again, what can you say about Friday, what you saw from your team in your win against South Tama?
I was really happy the way we performed. Certainly, I don't think South Tama is going to be the toughest opponent that we faced, but you know, that being said, we played really, really clean. We executed well. I think what separated was we limited penalties and we're really able to hit some big plays through the air, you know, in terms of attacking downfield, hitting deep plays and stride, and then also being able to run the ball and then really did a great job, especially early first half, you know, third quarter, limiting them on offense. I think they had 17 yards at half, and the guys are locked in and played really, really well.
What have you liked, though, about kind of the adversity this team has faced? Because, you know, one week it's like Vinton-Shelsburg or Clear Creek Amana where you're having to win a tight ball game, 7 points or 6 points. But then you also are able to dominate teams like West Liberty or like this week against South Tama scoring 50-plus points. But what have you liked about how this team has kind of responded to that adversity where they might be able to score a bunch of points, but you have to really fight for them maybe another week later?
Yeah, you know, I think every game is uniquely different and matchups are different. And then, of course, as you get more and more film, you know, your opponents are going to see what you want to do. And you got to find different ways to win. And, you know, quite honestly, at the end of the week, all you want to do is be 1-0. But I think one of the things that you want to do early in the season in the non-district is play four quarters. You know, win or lose, you want to play four quarters. You want to have to make plays that help decide the game. And, you know, we were fortunate enough last week to have seven kids score touchdowns. And that doesn't always happen. And I think that speaks to the ways in which we've had to win. We've had games we passed for 200, and we've had games where we passed for 30. And it's all about kind of finding a way and kids stepping up. And I think, you know, that's where being in a couple of those battles where things don't always go your way and having to respond and rely on other people and maybe something taken away and go to a different part of your playbook. So I think that's, you know, what you want to play in those close games is having to diversify a little bit, get other people involved, and ultimately play four quarters but find a way to come out on top.
And this week, another one of those teams victorious in their first week of district play. Last week, Hampton-Dumont-Cal, you take your first trip up to Hampton. Last year, you beat them 40-13 at home. And what do you see in the Bulldogs this year?
They're a really nice team. I think they're probably the best passing team we'll play. Certainly the best passing team we've played so far. The quarterback does a great job of getting the ball out on time. He throws it accurate. He has anticipation. They got guys that can catch it. Now, I don't think they're probably as physical as we are, but certainly they do a really, really good job of taking what you give them. And our secondary and linebackers are going to have to be locked in and limit the big plays and get off the field.
What can you say? Gavin Meter, coach, is Hampton Dumont's a quarterback, 705 passing yards. He also almost has 200 rushing yards, a few touchdowns. How do you see, I mean, do you feel he's a little similar to what Mitchell Johnson, your quarterback, does? Or how would you say that they compare in a way? Are they different? But they, you know, it seems like they have similar numbers in a way if you were to look, I mean, if you look at it side by side.
Yeah, you know, they're different. I describe Mitchell as a linebacker playing quarterback. Mm-hmm. With a big arm,
yeah.
And you know, last week he hit a player a 64 yard touchdown to Keelan Hoover and threw it 60 yards in the air, and then he had a 5 yard tackle for loss on the next offensive play and blew up the running back. You know, he's kind of an old school guy where Mater's a little bit quicker, he's shiftier, And he does just a really, really good job of getting the ball out in rhythm. And Mitch does a lot of that as well. But I look at him as really a pure passer, very mobile, and really, really a trigger man in that offense. And I think his accuracy is what stands out, honestly, to me on film.
Well, it's a big matchup for both teams. As we said, it's a top 10 matchup. 8th-ranked Independence traveling to 10th-ranked Hampton Dumont this Friday. Coach, it's always great to have you on the program. Good luck on Friday. Should be a good one, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks. Appreciate the coverage.
You bet.
And we'll wrap it up next with West Delaware head coach Doug Winkowicz right around the corner. Back into the KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. John Swisher along with you, the head coach of the West Delaware Hawks, Doug Winkowicz, joining me now. The Hawks now at 2-3 after their latest win on Friday night, 35-7 over center Point Urbana, the homecoming victory on Brown Field. And, coach, the lumps, the quality competition that you took early on paying off now, getting into a district play, and things coming together on Friday night. You scored all 35 of your points in that first half, and defense held CPU to only 7 points in that first quarter. Total team effort getting the job done last week.
Yeah, it was a great great group effort there. You know, I thought we started really fast offensively and took the ball down the field on our opening drive, and you know, I thought the first half, Swish, we played really well. And the second half we just kind of seemed to stumble a little bit here and there, and some of that they went on a 9.5 minute drive in the third quarter, and I think they netted a total of 20 yards in that nine and a half minutes. So many penalties in that third quarter drive, and we just kind of fell flat at that point, and really never got much going offensively after that. But the defense did a nice job of holding there in the second half, and you know, we did enough to get a win. It was kind of ugly, but The first part of that was pretty good, and the second part wasn't so great.
Indeed, and learning some things even in a win in that second half, of things you have to stay focused on and improve on here come this week as you hit back the road for a couple weeks in a row. And this Friday night, it'll be a trip to South Tama. An 8-1 record in the series, beat them last year handily at home. Haven't played them at South Tama since 2007. What do you know about the Trojans?
You know, this is a team that's, they've got some guys, and I know the record's not showing that, but they've got a Bridgewater kid. They play a quarterback. They play him at running back. He's a tremendous athlete. And really, we've got to contain him. I mean, they're going to hit the perimeter with him and try to get him outside on the run game. And, they primarily run the football. I mean, they're about 90% run, 10% pass. And, so we're going to try to load that box up and keep him contained defensively. And then offensively, they just, you know, they're pretty sound. I mean, they're giving up some points, but they've kind of been shooting themselves in the foot too a little bit. So I think their record's a little deceiving.
Indeed. And what do you talk about your kids? I know your coaches and you impress upon your kids of staying positive here the first few weeks, putting in perspective, realizing the tough competition, that keep on improving with a positive mindset and things will pay off.
Yeah, and I think we've done such a good job just really continuing to focus on ourselves. And I know I say that every week, Swish, but that's really what we try to do. You know, we knew that we were going to get tested here those first few weeks. We knew that we needed to have a vast improvement. We knew that we needed to create some depth. We needed to get some guys healthy, but we really just needed to continue to focus on ourselves. And I thought the guys have done a really good job of that. You know, and now I think it's, you know, we know we can start fast. We just got to finish. And I think the guys understand that we learned a lot from that win last week. And we certainly learned a lot about ourselves and kind of where our weaknesses and strengths are at in the non-district. And now it's just really focused on trying to get better and making those strides and continue to move forward.
You talked about the depth and the injury, the health department there. Talk about those two things, especially depth department. We talked about in games that you took care of against CPU the other night, able to get some other guys in there at the varsity level to play, and you just never know when you're going to need guys to fill in here and there. So those kind of experiences for kids can become so valuable at times.
They're invaluable. And then we had a JV game Monday night, got some more guys on the field, kind of see where they're at, opportunity for us to evaluate guys in a game situation. Next Monday, we get Jack Smith back, and that'll shuffle some things up and give us a little more depth. Hopefully we can get Conrad Smith back here soon. He's been a hell of a bout with mono, and Owen Petlin's been hobbling around with an ankle a little bit, so we're kind of giving him an opportunity this week to get healed up. So we're hoping by next Monday we kind of be back in full force. But what's happened with those things, though, is we've certainly created some depth, and some guys have been thrown in some situations, and we just had to, hey, you got to know more than one position, and you've got to be the next man in. So let's keep getting better, and I think our scout team's helping us with that as well.
Indeed. All right. Good luck against the Trojans Friday night as you travel to South Tama. Thanks for your time, as always.